Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now, going all the way back to, golly, about 9 years now, especially back when he was the chief economist for the Small Business Administration, the SBA, back in those days. And he's now the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. And he's here to talk to us about that topic, which I'm very interested in. Chad Moutre, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be back on your show.
Good to have you back. Give us a little tour of how manufacturing is doing. You know, one of the things we talked about here on the show with other folks, in fact, fairly recently, is a resurgence of manufacturing in America. I started seeing this, Chad, a few years ago when more and more of the small businesses who were being recognized by the SBA were manufacturers, small manufacturers. I mean, some of them tiny manufacturers. I started seeing that trend. And then talking to people, and I was hearing more and more small business owners talking about onshoring, meaning bringing jobs back to America. What are you seeing out there?
Well, it's definitely true. You know, manufacturing has created about 500,000 jobs in the last couple of years. That's definitely a turnaround from where we lost, you know, several million in the years before that. So definitely it's a turn in the right direction. And you've actually seen manufacturing be a bright spot in the economy in what has otherwise been a lot of weakness. We certainly have seen, you know, manufacturers continue to be a little bit more optimistic than the rest of the economy. But even there's a lot of caution, you know, moving forward. But definitely you've seen a resurgence, I think, in overall attitudes. And you have politicians of both parties really out there talking about the importance of manufacturing and making things in America again. And I think that that's certainly a great storyline for us as far as an industry, but also I think for the country.
Well, you know, what I think is happening, Chad, is over the last 20 years, there was a push to move low-skilled jobs to other countries, to Mexico, to China, to Southeast Asia, places like that. And since we could do that, business people are going to do that. But I think what happened, maybe there might have been a little overreaction, maybe a little excessive movement. And I think now that dust has settled, and we know that we not only can move jobs offshore, but we can move them back onshore, I think now maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the global marketplace is saying, okay, let's just find the best place for each one of these jobs. Let's perform those jobs there. And the more that's happening, the U.S. is looking better and better. What do you think?
You're definitely on the mark there. When I talk to a lot of manufacturers, they tell me, you know, we used to be able to produce a widget X in China or wherever else it was for less, and today we can now produce that in the U.S. for less. And certainly, when you look at labor costs, you know, costs in China are going up. The yen in Japan is pretty overvalued. Transportation costs are higher, and so, you know, there's a whole host of reasons why. But you hear a lot of anecdotal evidence about manufacturers bringing their production back to the U.S. Now, not all of them are going to bring it back, but I think when I talk to folks, what I say is, I think the real game changer here is that the U.S. is now part of the conversation, that when you're looking at where to locate your facility, the U.S. is now considered as one of the options. And I think, you know, a few years ago, that wouldn't have been the case.
And we're seeing that more and more. We're seeing it making sense, especially from a supply chain standpoint, especially from a standpoint of getting the output near the consumption, near the delivery point. And I think that's a big deal. There's another thing, though, especially in the area of China,
yeah.
and that is protecting our intellectual property.
That's right. I mean,
there's a cost. There's definitely a cost associated with intellectual property when you go to China, isn't it?
That's right. You know, certainly I think the manufacturers who have gone over there have tried as much as they can to make sure that they're not actually, you know, incubating a future competitor. And I think that's certainly a concern. You know, and with that said, you know, China is a huge market for us, and we want to make sure we have as many opportunities as we can there. So we're kind of walking that very delicate line of making sure we enforce the trade laws, but also taking advantage of opportunities.
Absolutely. Chad, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, train wreck waiting to happen to manufacturers and others. And we're going to get Chad to put his economist hat on and talk to us about this after this next break. 20 till. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.